Okay, so with no further ado, I'm going to bring Jill on the line so that she can get the call started, and we're going to go from there. Jill, if you want to take the floor.
Okay, thank you so much, Rose. Rose, you have no idea how much I appreciate you and your and partnership with you. You're amazing. it's just really exciting and fun to get to do these kinds of things with awesome people like you and all the people we have on the call today. I love starting a lot of my calls with a couple of my really favorite scripture quotes, and I'm going to share those with you all right now. The first one is, I pray that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. That's from 3 John 1 and 2. And I also, you know, this is one I'm going to maybe share at the end, depending on where we go with this call, because we've got some exciting things we are going to do today. And the purpose of this call is, it's a place, if you all saw the email, it's a place where I am choosing to help and support and encourage, and I know Rose is of the same heart with her team, and I know I have some team leaders on here that are of the same heart as Rose and I, and that we really care about supporting and encouraging those of you who choose to start well with YL, is what I'm calling it. Start well in how we share with others, how we can bless others that we know in our lives with the power of what these God-given essential oils have done for many of us here on the call in our lives and can do for those of us who are newer to what these essential oils are and oil-infused products. And so the purpose of this call is to give people tools and teaching and training and learning and sharing of ways that we can successfully share Young Living so that we create successes for people in their lives, whether it's their health concerns, whether it's relationship concerns, whether it's prosperity concerns, that we can be a support network for people to live happier, more successful lives. A couple of the thoughts that I love to begin this call with also is that in sharing about what Young Living essential oils are and the Young Living essential oil infused products, I talk a lot about us truly having a desire to prosper and build a successful Young Living organization. Do we ask ourselves questions like, do I know I have something that will benefit others? That's my number one question I have on a note sheet here. My number two question is, am I passionate about helping others? My number three is, am I excited to tell my story and other Young Living stories? Those of us who have been with Young Living know that we have access to literally thousands of stories out there of people having successes in their lives using these oils and products. And it's very exciting to share those stories. And I've learned just from some business trainings that I've done with the extraordinary DannyJohnson.com company, with Danny Johnson being the main trainer, but her husband also trains in their seminars as well, is that when we tell stories, it's important to tell a story in a way that...
Be quiet. I've got to get on this conference call.
Hi, Flora.
Hey there.
If you've got background noise, hon, will you star six your line, then you won't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. And so in the business trainings that many of us have done with DannyJohnson.com is we've learned that when we tell a story, it's important to tell that story with just the pertinent points that would be important to that person that we're speaking with, because it's all about caring about that person and finding out what their wants are, what their needs are, and how we can best serve them. So in learning to tell stories and testimonials, it's something I encourage people to actually practice doing so that we take out, and Danny Johnson calls it the so what. We take out the so what. If you're new to the call, hello, welcome. And if you have background noise in your environment, if you could please star six the line, that would be wonderful. It would make it easier for everyone to hear. Thank you so much. So in learning to tell testimonials, it's really important that we just find those key elements of that testimonial and say it very quickly and succinctly with that excitement and passion and belief that we know that these products work. And then on to my number four point that I have on my note sheet here is, do I care about building relationships with the people I speak to about Young Living? And then I'm going to follow that with my other quote that I love, and it says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And I believe all those qualities are required to be successful in sharing what we have to share that can truly benefit other people's lives. In this call, as we go forward in future Sundays, we'll discuss different topics on different days, and some of the topics will be kind of nuts and bolts things, such as, have you gone through the Young Living website? You know, are you very familiar with that? Do you know about your back, some people call them a back office. Young Living's term is virtual office. Do you know how you get paid with Young Living? What do I say when someone asks me how they can buy Young Living products? And so on. Those are some of the types of topics that we cover on this call. And then this evening, Rose and I have had a conversation, and those of you who have been on our previous calls, we've been having a great time doing some role-playing of some different scenarios that could come up for any of you in talking to people in that place of being ready for an open door to have a conversation about how a Young Living oil or Young Living Ninja Red or Young Living Balance Complete could truly benefit somebody in their life. And Rose has been in a conversation with a friend and client of hers, and her name is Allison. And Allison has graciously agreed to come on the call with us tonight and just speak to Rose and I as if it's just the three of us really having a conversation. And then the rest of you that are on the call are privileged to get to listen in on our conversation, if you will. And then at the end, we will have a time for questions and answers. So, Rose, are you nearby that we could begin to move into this conversation?
I am, absolutely. And I'm going to preface this a little bit. Allison is one of my personal clients, and she was hearing a lot of information about Young Living Oil. She's got a couple of situations going on in her life that she felt would benefit from learning more about the essential oils. You know, she's very concerned, you know, to try to do things as naturally as possible. And I am very, very new to using the oils myself. And I have my own stories about what they've been able to do for me. And I know other stories because of what they've been able to do for other people. But I always, when, you know, someone presents with something that's a little bit outside of where I feel comfortable, you know, like a headache is one thing. Other things are a little bit bigger. I always, always, always go back to, you know, thinking that I have such amazing resources available to me because I have an amazing sponsor. I have, you know, access to the, you know, oils testimonial site. I have access to a very powerful group on Facebook that, you know, you put a question in there and people come and support you and share their experiences so that you can help guide someone to find the best solution for themselves and the situation that they are coming up with. And so when I was speaking with Allison last night, I said, you know something, the easiest thing for me to do because I have access to, you know, Jill, and she's amazing. She's been in the business for, you know, 12, 13, 14 years now, and she has a wealth of knowledge. I would feel more comfortable if we were able to speak with her so that she can, you know, help guide this conversation so that, you know, we can start seeing if there are some possibilities over here. And so I invited Allison to the call, and this kind of is going to be one of those very public three-way calls. And she's very graciously, you know, agreed to help us with that. So, Allison, if you can kind of, you know, step into the call over here and, you know, just essentially, you know, start from the beginning and, you know, explain why you're interested in Young Living oils, and, you know, even go a little bit further and, you know, discuss some of the issues that are pertinent to you and what's going on with you in your life. You know, I would love to do this in such a way that, you know, Jill is able to assist you and to assist everyone else that's on the call. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I would love to.
Oh, okay. Good. And may I interject something just for one moment, ladies, please?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, Rose, here's what I was thinking also that we could do here, just because we've been doing this role-playing type scenario, is can we reframe it a little bit here for a moment, just so that what we're creating is as if it's just you and Allison and I having a conversation. Can we kind of start kind of from that framework and then just know that everybody's going to, you know, hear and learn from what we're doing? Can you just kind of like call me real quickly, like, you know, pretend like you're calling me, and Jill, I've got Allison, remember I told you about her, and here she is, and like that?
Okay, perfect. I can do that. I can do
great,
that absolutely. So, okay, I'm calling one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies.
Hello?
Hey, Jill, it's Rose. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Listen, if you have a couple of minutes, I would really appreciate it if you would be able to speak with a friend of mine. I have her on the phone with me. Her name is Allison Watts, and she's from Texas, and she has been taking a look at some, pardon me, some information around Young Living oils and everything else, and she's got a couple of questions about some very specific issues that she has going on in her life right now. And I feel a little bit uncomfortable, you know, giving her some advice because you and I both know that I'm so brand new to the business that I think it would be better served if she were able to, you know, speak with you directly. Do you have time to do that?
I do, Rose. You caught me at a great time. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, that's perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce Allison to you. Allison, this is Jill Taylor. She has been with Young Living for, you know, 12 or 13 years now. She's my personal sponsor. She's my personal guide. And she has an absolute amazing wealth of knowledge around these products and how they help people and everything else. And I'm going to introduce you to her.
Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Hi, Allison.
And just so that you know, Jill, Allison is from Texas. She has a beautiful family over there. She is a dentist, and she's got a couple of, you know, health issues that she wants to discuss with you so that she can get some clarity around whether Young Living could be able to support her, you know, finding a resolution to that. So I'm going to let the two of you ladies talk.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Rose. And very sweet comments you made about me. And also just to share with Allison that, yes, I've been with Young Living a long time. And guess what? I still go to our reference books and our websites and things like that to look things up because there's way too much information for me to memorize all this stuff. So just know that I'm kind of a student in this with all of you, even though I've been around Young Living for quite a while. And I love it. It's fun. I learn every day. And Texas, we're in Texas.
Midland.
Anywhere near? It's not far from Dallas, right?
No, it's halfway between Dallas and El Paso. It's about 5 hours west of Dallas driving.
Oh, I thought it was closer. Okay, darn. My son lives there.
Oh, he does? Oh, great.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. I like Texas. Cool. How many children do you have?
I have two. I have a 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, awesome. You're blessed. You've got one of each.
Yeah, my daughter just walked in and was trying to get me to come do her hair, so I'm trying to
see if she wants to get on the call with us and learn something.
Yeah, maybe so.
Wow, in a dental practice, you are a busy woman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, wow, awesome.
Starting another business.
You are?
My website for a different business that I'm moving into, so yes.
Rose is doing some phenomenal work for you for your website. I don't know if you heard that last comment. I said Rose is doing some phenomenal work for you for your website, I'm sure.
She is. She is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome. So would you like to share with, Rose may know a little bit of what your situations are that you'd love some help with?
Yeah, it's funny. I guess as I was talking to her, I kept naming more things, and so I think some of them are sort of generalized. You know, I do have stress. I do have energy. I would say, you know, lack of energy. Then I have been recently to this has only happened, I'm 42, and I'd say when I turned 35, I started noticing some changes that I would call hormone imbalances, you know, thyroid kind of things, and sort of, I mean, over the last couple of years, it's turned into almost like a perimenopausal thing. And so I went and saw a naturopath in California. I've been talking to him on the phone, and he's been trying to help me with some of the things that are going on. One of the things I'm experiencing with my hormones is weight gain, which just I've always been really fit, always been, I mean, I'm just active, and I eat pretty healthy, and I just seem to not be able to stay even my normal weight. It just seems like I'm putting on weight, you know, it's kind of out of control. Like right now, all my clothes are tight, and I feel bloaty. I've had some digestive issues, which he thinks some of that is food allergies. He did mention Candida, and I've done a lot of anti-Candida stuff, and that doesn't seem to be helping me. But the food allergies do seem to be maybe an issue. I can't just say that when I eat something, I immediately see a, it's not immediate. It's not very clear, but he literally, I've gone for different testing twice, and I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. So that's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not supposed to eat eggs. I'm not supposed to eat milk. I'm not supposed to eat gluten or wheat or corn it's just like almost everything that I, you know, everything on the planet. So anyway, that's kind of a gist of it. I have this weird thing. I take a lot of supplements off and on. And I'll get this generalized inflammation that a couple of people have told me, and it did show up on my blood work a little bit. I will not go to a doctor and have a diagnosis of this, but I have had a couple of people say that it's lupus. I don't experience lupus the way that I've seen other people do it, so I don't think I have it, but I maybe have some beginning changes of an autoimmune thing going on.
Okay.
So I don't know that, but there's a lot of stuff in there. So
there is that. Yes. She mentioned that your son has issues also.
Yeah, my son has had asthma as a child and some allergies, but in the last couple of years he developed seizures, and he was having Pettit Mall seizures, which are just the kind that you just kind of stare into space. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Mm-hmm.
But after 9 months of trying to do natural therapies, I finally just gave in and put him on medicine, and it's not really working. I mean, it seemed to be helping. He was down to, you know, one or two of them a day, which is very few for him. You know, with Pettit Malls, you can have like 50 to 100 a day. They're just literally like five seconds of disappearing. He just kind of zones out. But last night, he had his first grand mal seizure. So after medication for a while, it's kind of it's not really getting better. Something happened, you know, where he had a big seizure. And, so anyway, I'm just curious. I did mention that to Rose when she was talking about saying her prayers last night. I asked her to pray for him. I don't know if we. I guess we did talk about it with the oils, because I'm definitely open and I do believe there's a lot of things that we don't know and different natural things that can help. So, I did some allergy testing with him too, with a natural person, and they said he had a lot of chemical toxicity.
Okay. That
we haven't been able to figure out where it's coming from, like what it is or where he's getting it, because I don't have it in my body. Sides and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've tried, you know, it's hard with a 16, I mean, he's 17 now, but it's hard with a 17-year-old to get him to really eat well and do detox and do, you know, like that. So easy things would be. He has trouble sleeping as well. That's a huge part of his seizures. If he doesn't sleep well, he has more. And he was up till 3 o'clock in the morning the night before he had his seizure yesterday.
Wow. Right. Okay. The prescription for the Petitmol, is he still on that?
Yes.
And
actually, right now he's on two different medications because they have to wean him off of one. Like when you start a new medication, you can't just take him off the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you
he
read?
Started...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, finish what you're saying, then I'll ask you.
No, he started a new medication maybe a few months ago. So we're still on the old one as well and in the process of weaning him off of that.
Okay. Have you read the whole list of side effects on the inserts on both prescriptions?
I have not read the whole list, no. We've gotten online and looked at the side effects. And we definitely, like I said, we tried for 9 months to something else. And
The only reason I'm asking, the only reason I'm asking, Allison, is just in case, and just so you know, my background is not medical. I'm an educator. So there's realms of this I wouldn't be able to go into because I don't have a medical background, okay? However, I've been around natural and integrative medicine for 28 years. The question that came to mind for me, though, as you were explaining what's going on with him, was whether other seizures could be a possible side effect of the Petitmol medication. That it was just a question in my mind, just a question mark. So it might be something you want to look into.
Okay.
Not that that's solving your problem, but it's just a question.
So, yeah, I've got a lot going on.
Yeah, bless your heart. And you, what's your son's name? Because I've already put you on my prayer list. What's your son's name?
His name is Coleman.
Coleman, okay. Good. Okay. So in the things going on with you, the things going on with him, there's a lot of specifics in there. And you're already working with other practitioners and each time you talk to a different person, you'll get a little another piece of the puzzle, we hope, we pray. And different people are going to address different areas of what's going on in the list of things for you and Coleman. And so in the realm of Young Living, because based on what I just said, and I think you understand this already because you do know somewhat about Young Living because you and Rose have been talking, is... We Young Living users are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily have medical training. However, we're very enthusiastic proponents of a natural health lifestyle. And that's what many of us have found in Young Living. We've made it a lifestyle for ourselves. And so when we get to a place where we've got multiple things going on, we all have stress. But in that, there's no question that affects our health and our well-being and our emotional state and how we sleep and all of that. Stress is a big factor. And then we've got the environment. We've got a lot of things that add into all of that mix. And when we look at that list of things, some of those things could be things that have been going on for us for quite some time in our life. And then we've got even the emotional factors, because my belief is just the statistics out there say 80% of diseases have an emotional base. So I believe the number's higher than that. And so there's even the emotional aspect underlying when we've got physical health issues going on. So for the purpose of this call, which, as you know, it's a one-hour call, we're going to be, and you said yourself, you're looking at things kind of in a general way right now because you have to. You've got to kind of find a general starting place to start with, and then you are also looking at some things one by one, like you're addressing the food allergy. You're speaking to naturopath in California, you're looking at the candida, the hormones. And so there's a place of, okay, where do I start with some of that too, of just supporting all of that. And I think that's where Young Living comes in, because it is such a, oh, how do I say it? If Young Living oils and products to me are so foundational for supporting our body on the level of gently detoxifying our body. You know, those essential oils go into our cells, push toxins out, and bring nutrients in, and oxygen and antioxidants and all kinds of great things. So right there, just in the oils themselves, we can support our body on a lot of levels. Like, we've got the whole emotional component with the essential oils can come in and actually rewrite our DNA in a sense, because they deprogram negative emotional memories and deprogram them, then reprogram to the positive. There's, you know, there's all of that with the oils. And I know I'm getting into a lot of stuff here in just one call. And Rose and I have had a little of this conversation before. Is we love to start in a place of kind of foundational, and then and talk about things like, you know, what have you done in the area of cleansing? Now, as you said, Coleman, because of his age factor, he's not going to be as into doing all these things as you or I would be. But what are some simple things we could do to support you and support Coleman to get you started, to start feeling a little more stability of what you're dealing with? And then you can kind of one item at a time start to unravel the pieces of all of that. There's no question that hormonal support would be a really great thing for you. And I think I want to talk about that a little bit toward the end, because I want to go back to this foundational idea. And Rose, you and I have talked about this before too. A lot of times we love talking to people about Ningxia Red, because, and I know virtually every caller on the line today would probably agree with us that what Ningxia Red does, it's like it's so many multiple things that it does in the body, of just supporting our body in a foundational way to not only do some gentle cleansing of our body, but to balance, strengthen our immune system. Many levels to go in and address specific organs, specific systems. That's one of the items that Rose and I talk a lot about, and there's others as well. And Rose, if you're having any thoughts right now, just in this conversation along these lines, and then just even before I go further with that, there are resources that we can go to, and just depending on how our time flows here, we'll get into, we'll at least touch on some of those. And for the purpose of, I'm gonna take myself like out of this pretend call for a second. For the purpose of our callers, just I'm choosing to help people see kind of a flow and a progression of a conversation of listening to the person that's got things going on, helping to give them some general feedback. Again, we cannot diagnose and prescribe. What, you know, the majority of us are not medically licensed practitioners. So we can listen a lot, and then we can share information that we have found available to us. And then that's pretty much the focus of what this type of phone call is, and what this kind of support is for people like Rose and myself and the other people that are on this call that are leaders that do the same kind of thing that we're talking about. Rose, I'm going to let you jump in for a second, because I've been talking a lot, and just to kind of see if there's a place that you would like to comment on anything.
No, that's perfect, Jill. You know, just as a starting place, when I take a look at, you know, where, you know, foundational support started for me, it was with using Ningxia Red, and also starting to use Valor, which is one of the great essential oils, because it just does so many really cool things with pulling everything back into alignment again. So, you know, Ningxia Red for sure, Valor. And, you know, one of the things that I've been able to do, because I was having, you know, some serious weight issues, and I made a very conscious decision that I was going to use Balance Complete to, you know, first of all, do a gentle cleansing and move myself through that process so that I could kind of give myself a good place, you know, nutritionally to start from, I love that product. And, you know, just figure out where else to go with that. And I started also using the core supplements. And because the core supplements, you know, are loaded with probiotics, that helped my, you know, I don't know whether you want to call it a spastic colon or you want to call it irritable bowel syndrome or whatever, but I don't have digestive issues any longer. And it was a real big thing because I had gotten to the point where the doctor said, no flour, no corn, no, you know, anything with gluten in it, no soy, no eggs, no dairy. And I was like, hello, I'm a professional chef.
Right. How do I do it?
Yeah, how do I do this? And, you know, so stripping all of that out, you know, kind of left me a little bit, what do I do? So, you know, working, you know, the probiotics that are in the core supplements into my diet, I've been able to actually start putting a little bit of milk back into my, you know, morning coffee. You know, I found that I have less reaction to a whole lot of other foods too. So that's helped because my stomach, you know, has calmed down. And, you know, it's just a brilliant package because I think I actually gave myself a really good foundation when I did the cleansing. You know, I was able to clean some gunk and junk out and, you know, that helped. So, you know, for me, I really like the entire concept of using Balance Complete, the core supplements, and Ninja Red together, as well as using Valor to help center everything because it's a wonderful way for me to start my day. And, you know, just moving through with the rest of it. I mean, I love grapefruit oil because I put that in my water with a couple of drops of tangerine. And, you know, it just, you know, it makes the water fresher. I feel as though it has accelerated my metabolism, you know, a lot, too, because I feel more energetic when I do that. You know, I have a glass of water with and put a couple of drops of grapefruit oil in there, and all of a sudden it's like I've just gotten an energy burst, and I feel really good about that. So, you know, that's kind of really general. And, you know, as I drill down into that, and this may be important for you, Allison, is the fact that other things start popping up, and then I'm able to say, okay, fine, you know, what do I do about this? And that's when I reach out, you know, to get some more information. I go through my essential oils desk reference. I do research on the internet. You know, as I said earlier, we have a terrific Facebook group that, you know, we toss questions in there. You know, if something's going on, we get feedback from people about all of those kind of things. I was researching what a couple of folks had to say about dealing with seizures and things, and one of the things that they recommended was using lemon oil because lemon oil apparently gets into your system and calms everything down and also helps start purging things out. So, you know, starting very holistically, you know, taking a look at the Balance Complete as a way to replace a couple of meals, the Ninja Red to see how well that supports everything, and using the core supplements, which come, you know, as part of, you know, the, you know, nutritional, you know, support that you can get with Young Living has been really beneficial for me. And, you know, it's also, you know, you take a look at all of this stuff, and because there are so many B vitamins that are in the core supplements, I feel as though that's helped with the stress because I'm able to manage that a little bit better. And I also use lavender oil. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. Lavender oil helps me sleep. Also, if I'm dealing, you know, with a stressful client on the phone, I'm like, okay, I need to grab my bottle of lavender oil. You have just stressed me out beyond belief. And, you know, it works for me. You know, do I believe that, you know, there's faith in there? Yes. Do I use the products regularly? Yes. And, you know, consistency and the decision to, you know, give it a good go is really kind of important. So I would defer back to Jill at this point.
Beautiful job, Rose. Wow. That was lovely. Just really great information that you just shared with Allison, and the details that you gave her and your personal experiences. Hopefully that was helpful for you, Allison.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. So Rose and I have both been speaking to this, that there's a starting place for you, obviously. There are many things in the Young Living arsenal, if you will, that can address many of the kinds of things that you and Coleman have been dealing with. And I believe the body sometimes needs to look at these things on a gradual basis. I think Rose's suggestion is fabulous, to start with foundational things that we know is just going to support to get your bodies, in fact, for both of you. Right, Rose? Would you agree that just kind of a foundational program to start them both to get some stability and strength?
Yeah, and I think definitely that Coleman could benefit just from having some great nutritional support as well, too, because, you know, you said, bottom line, teenagers are teenagers, and the last thing that they're concerned about is, you know, how many leafy greens did I eat today? And,
right.
You know, using, you know, something that's quick and easy and tastes great, you know, both of Ninja Red and both the Balance Complete can help support that for sure.
That's right. And so, and what I'm thinking here, Rose, and tell me what your thoughts are, what I'm thinking right now is the two of them get started with the Start Living with 5-Day Nutritive Cleanse program, and then begin and look at a few other items that she may be interested in adding in right now, and then perhaps next month, because we're going to tell you about something called Essential Rewards, perhaps your first Essential Rewards order is some of these other things. Because right away, when you gave that example, Rose, about teenagers, you know, about their leafy greens and that, I'm going, yes, it's so true of teenagers. They don't get greens. And I'm thinking, you know, first of all, the Balance Complete, Allison, just so you know, most people love the taste of it, including teenagers. It really is yummy. And to make him a shake with that, like some almond milk and some ice cubes, I don't think he's going to give you a hard time about it. I think he's going to enjoy it. And let's say he gets started on that and he likes it and he's drinking some Ninja Red and he's liking that, because we have all the way from little kids up to people in their 90s, you know, that love the taste of Ninja Red. To be starting to get that foundational nutritional support is going to just start to strengthen his body to help deal with the things that it's having to deal with. Because, I mean, let's face it, God created our bodies to deal with things and to heal itself, but we've got to give it the proper nutritional support in order to be able to do that. And so I'm thinking like a future order, Rose, could be some of our multigrain capsules that get opened up into that shake, and they actually taste good, believe it or not, but mixed into that Balance Complete shake, if he's already liking that, get him some, you know, more nutrition added in, like later, like I'm saying, not everything all at once, and add some of these other things as we go along.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that I found that I'm able to do really easily is customize the flavor of my Balance Complete shake by, you know, adding different things into it. A couple of the things that I love adding into it are just a few drops of orange oil or, you know, tangerine oil or grapefruit oil or something like that, and it changes it into kind of like one of those creamsicles, which is kind of cool. The other thing that I have been able to do, because I love chocolate beyond belief and chocolate doesn't love me, the way it comes off the shelf, I was able to source out some organic cocoa powder, and I put a little bit of cocoa powder into the Balance Complete, and then instead of having a vanilla flavored shake, I have a chocolate flavored shake. I also stick every once in a while, you know, a scoop of almond butter into the shake itself with the chocolate, and I have a chocolate Snickers. talk about self-indulgent over there. One of the things that I so love about almonds is that they just have all sorts of great, you know, nutritional value to them. So if you're working with a great raw almond butter, you know, you can customize things a lot and do things, or, you know, for that matter, you know, if you or Coleman like peanut butter, you can put peanut butter in there too. It's kind of cool. You can customize these things. So it's a lot of fun.
That's great. And the cocoa powder that you talk about, that's like in the health food store, it's the raw cacao powder, actually. Is that the one you're talking about? It comes in a bag?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's actually very high in antioxidants. So it is actually good for us, the raw cacao powder. And it's not been processed like the kind that you make hot chocolate with.
Yeah, there's no added sugar in there. Sugar's kind of bad.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know how much sugar you actually, you know, put into your foods and things like that. But one of the things that they found is that Candida thrives when there's a lot of sugar being ingested. And so if you can slowly back away from using that much, you know, from using a lot of sugar in your food and in your drinks and stuff like that, that helps. Plus it also, for some reason, manages to balance your energy so that your energy will go back up again. Sugar kind of, you know, you get a spike and then you drop. And that just never works really well. So that's why I really like the Ningxia Red, because it's just sweet enough in the morning so that it feels really, really good. And there's a little bit of extra zip there, and I don't get a big crash from it. So I like all of that stuff. It works.
Yeah, that's great. Rose, I'm beginning to look at the time, so I think I'll speak to the callers again now for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That in this conversation, I believe we would continue and we would refine down where we're at now to help Allison get started with some things that can begin moving she and Coleman in the right direction for themselves. And because I'm choosing to kind of do the wrap-up of what we would do in this call, kind of, you know, just cut to a little bit of a fictitious end, if you will, because the three of us will have a little more conversation after this call if we need to. But I wanted to express also that in this conversation, in addition to what I've spoken about with Young Living, there would be a couple of instances where I would ask about could we get Coleman at some point to do some type of a cleansing program. You know, that would be a future thing. We would speak about some of that. Some of the food allergies and issues, that type of thing, Allison, with you, I might speak to you about actually a colleague of mine who's a raw food chef, and in fact, she might even be on this call, and she does phone consultations as well, and that could be some assistance and another support to you in addition. So, again, there's a long list we have here, and I believe that there's a step-by-step that can be implemented for you, Allison, to support you. And based on everything that Rose and I have been discussing with you, I'm of the same thinking as Rose, is that this Start Living with 5-Day Nutrient Cleanse is a wonderful place to start for both of you. That it's going to be easy for you to do, for both of you to do. It's going to taste good, and you're going to start feeling a difference. You're going to start seeing an increase in your energy, which that in itself can be phenomenal for some people, you know, when you're going through the kinds of things that you've been going through, Allison.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Do you have any questions right now, Allison, based on what we've covered so far?
No. A lot of the stuff you guys talked about I'm familiar with. And
okay.
I'm not familiar with the products, but, you know, we drink shakes at our house, and my son drinks protein. And we've done different kinds for different reasons.
Take
a lot of supplements. But, the only questions I would have would be specific, like, you know, about the products and I have no idea what Rose was talking about. You guys have toothpaste. I mean, I don't know if you guys have cleaning products. I mean, there's a lot of.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Things. But, no, as far as the things we've talked about so far on this call, no.
Okay. And Rose, that could be a conversation the two of you could be online together and kind of go through the virtual product guide and help Allison get a little more familiar with the things like the toothpaste and the soaps and the shampoo, because they're phenomenal. They're really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, and in the area of supplements, just kind of a note of information is that, you know, Young Living supplements are infused with essential oils. And back when Dr. Young was first beginning to formulate these products, whoever has background music, lovely background music going on, could you please star six your phone? That would be helpful. Thank you. So back when Dr. Young was formulating these products, Allison, just as an interesting side note, is that he, Dr. Young's had clinics for years. In fact, he's had, when he had his clinics some years back, he had a 98% success rate, just to give you an idea of the caliber of the founder of this company and what we have in products because of the genius of this man. And so he was working with patients that all kinds of very serious illnesses, and they were going home well healed. When he first discovered therapeutic grade, medical grade essential oils, and he started experimenting with them in his clinics, he added them to some supplements, and then he looked at his patient's blood work, and he had a nurse brought him the blood work of someone one day, and he said, "Oh no, you've got the wrong one. That can't be." You know, he knew the person's situation. There was no way it could be that good, and when in fact it actually was that person's, and the infusion of the oils into the supplements took her healing to a whole new level. I mean, he was already getting great results, but it took it to a whole new level because of the presence of the essential oil in the supplement. So I just think it's an interesting story from years back, and just something to think about in terms of our supplement. I would, again, I think that starting place is this, and, you know, on this call, we've discussed some of this process before, Rose, and I know, yeah, we have run out of time to kind of go through the ending process in terms of how we help that person get their first order placed and all that, and we'll go over it again in a future call, and, you know, just based on where we're at now, I think that would probably be our next step in this phone call. Would you agree, Rose, that we would help her get started with that first order to get she and Coleman on the road to getting stronger and getting more energy, getting better sleep, things like that?
Absolutely, and we'll have that conversation after the call is finished. Absolutely.
Okay. So I thought, Allison, if you don't have any other questions, just for the nature of what we're doing here. And again, Allison, thank you for doing this with us, because this is just, I'm just believing that it's been very helpful and very educational for our listeners, and hopefully for you also, and that Rose and I just have had the opportunity to do this with you. I'm very grateful that you allowed us to do this with you.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful, too. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Good. Wonderful.
I'm excited. You got me all excited. I'm ready for her.
Oh, good. Because we get excited, don't we, Rose?
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, this is, for me, it's nothing short of a miracle, the things that I've seen happen with this. So, yay, I love these products.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just so grateful that you were able to do this, Allison. Thank you so much for being my guinea pig.
For inviting me.
So if it's all right, Rose, now could we invite anyone who has a question or comment or something to come on the line with it?
Yep, for sure. All I have to do is switch the line over so I can do that. Yes, so if anyone has a question or they would like to have some further information or something, or they have a question specifically for Jill, if you can star 6 on your phone pad, I will be able to see you, and we'll be able to have you speak live with Jill. And I don't see anybody popping up in the queue yet, so we have a couple of minutes to go over a couple of other things. Oh. Hold on just one second. We have a caller. This would be Sue. And Sue, you are unmuted. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Jill. I have a question regarding the Essential Rewards program. Can you hear me?
You know what? I may have zapped Jill. Oh, I think she fell off the call.
Oh, hi, can you hear me, Jill?
Jill?
Yes, was I muted?
There we go. Yeah, you're unmuted now. I'm sorry, I put you on mute.
Okay, good. All right, Sue's question is about essential rewards. Sue, your question is about the amount that we order per month.
Right, yeah.
I quickly saw a note before we got on the call from you. You sent me an email. Thanks for the email.
Right.
Right, and haven't really been able to read it in depth. I just kind of saw it really fast. That here's how I speak about essential rewards, Sue, and answer that question, because there's questions about whether we – oh, Allison, for your information that you're brand new, essential rewards is our program of a monthly automatic order that by being on that program, Young Living gives us three benefits, three rewards. They give us discounted shipping, members-only discounted packages, and free products. So there is and to be able to use that program, there's a minimum of $50 order. However, you must order a $100 minimum in order to accrue the points for the free product. And that's the way I speak on it, Sue, is that the best way to take advantage of this program is, number one, to be using the product just in our lives. We started this call about speaking about this being a lifestyle for many of us, and that using those in our lives is just going to support our bodies, our immune systems in so many ways. And then when we order $100 on $100 minimum on essential rewards, then we make sure that we get the points each month for our monthly order that go into an account for us in points. And those points accumulate and become what we can redeem for free products. So I just encourage people to make sure they're on a $100 minimum. However, can you still use the program if you're on a $50 minimum? Yes, you can. And you'll still get the discounted shipping and the members-only discounted package. Did that answer your question, Sue?
In a sense. I'm trying to present it to the people under me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make sure that they were still able to order with the $50. But in order to get, like, the bonuses for people under them,
it must be 100. And I, okay,
right.
I see what you're saying. And I didn't even address that in my answer, Sue. I apologize. Yes, so that's another part of the question. If we are a Young Living business builder and we're sharing with other people and we want to make sure that we receive all the bonuses and commissions that we're eligible for, then, yes, we must order $100. Per month on essential reward, $100 minimum. So that's
okay.
Correct. And can they take advantage of the program with just a $50 minimum? Yes. But they won't get the points for the free products, and they may miss some of their bonuses and commissions.
Okay, so they won't get points on their product.
No, unless they're at a $100 minimum.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I wanted to make sure of that point before I presented that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Great, thanks.
Good question.
A lot, Jill.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sue. Anyone
yeah.
else?
Yes, we have a caller from Indiana, and their phone number is 2110. I don't have a name. So you have been unmuted, and you can speak now.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. This is Kathy. I'm from Indianapolis.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Is this Jill?
Yes, it is.
I have a question about, you mentioned a Facebook page that you all can communicate on, and I was wondering what that is.
Rose, will you explain it, please?
Yes, absolutely. The name of the group is the YL Power Team Wellness Support Group, and it's a closed group, which means that you actually have to request someone to add you into the group so that you can participate in the information share that's happening in there. If you are a friend of Jill's or a friend of mine, you are more than welcome to, you know, get in touch with one of us, either send us a Facebook direct message or, you know, let us know that you want to be included into the group, and we'll do that for you.
Okay. It's called Young Living Power Team. Was there something else after that?
Yeah, it's YL Power Team mm-hmm. Wellness Support.
Wellness Support. Okay.
So, Kathy, you, and anyone on the call, if you, if you're in my group, send me an email and say, Jill, please add my name to the YL Power Team Wellness Group, or just say the YL
okay.
Facebook group, and then I'll just, if you have a Facebook account, you must have a Facebook account first in order to do this. So if you have one, just send me an email, say, add my name to the YL group, Facebook group, and then I'll add you in.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, I was wondering... Oh, yes, thank you. And
you're
I was
welcome.
Wondering, how do you get access to the recording of this call?
Rose, could you answer that one too, please?
Absolutely. I'm going to, as soon as the call is finished over here, I'm going to set this up so that we can get the recording. I will email the link. I will actually allow the link to be live for 30 days. And then after that, what I'm going to do is on Jill's website, we're going to create a training page where all of the calls will be actually listed, and you can go and refer to the calls anytime that you need to. So I will have all that information for you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And for anyone who's on the call that doesn't know what my website is, it is Timeless, T-I-M-E-L-E-S. swithjill.com. If you have a new person and you'd like them to receive my free ebook that is 101 tips for using Young Living's everyday oils, send them to timelesswithjill.com/tips, T-I-P-S. And when they go there, they'll put in their name and email address. That will subscribe them to my newsletter, and they will get my free ebook. And if you don't know my email address, it's simply my name, jill@timelesswithjill.com.
Okay.
Thanks for your question, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else, Rose? We're almost
yes.
at the end, and I've got to give
yes.
one more thing. Okay, let's.
Okay,
we'll take
no,
that.
We,
but
have
we'll
one more, we have one more caller. Nature Sunshine 8446. You are live on the line with Jill.
Well, I just tried to send Jill an email and it does not work. Jill@timelesswithjill.com.
Oh, let's do it again.
Jill@timelesswithjill.com.
It didn't work?
Nope.
Oh.
It says an error occurred while sending the mail. Address required.
Jill@timelesswithjill.com, the word with, W-I-T-H, the name Jill, J-I-L-L.com.
Right.
Huh.
If there's
okay.
a problem with Jill's email, you can send an email to me. That would be Rose, R-O-S-E, at Rose, R-O-S-E, Miss, M-I-S, .com, and that'll come to me.
Rose at what?
Rose Miss. Dot com.
Myth, M-I-T-H, M-Y-T-H?
M-I-S as in Sam, .com.
Well, start again. I didn't get it.
Sure.
Okay, it's Rose@RoseMyth, M as in Mary, I, S as in Sam, .com.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, great. We're just about at the top. It looks like it just came to the top of the hour. Really quickly, you all, this is a very quick, spur-of-the-moment announcement, but it's very exciting. Young Living has an annual convention every year, this coming June 28th, 29th, and 30th, it will be in Salt Lake City, Utah, the Salt Palace. It will include a trip to Young Living's Utah Farm, one of many farms that Young Living has. It is just an amazing opportunity. If we had time, I'd have some of our callers get on the line, because I know we have people out there that have been to this convention, and I've never spoken to a person that said it was not just an amazing, fun, educational, high-energy, wonderful, wonderful event. I have just been really blessed with an opportunity to offer to people in my group a special that came out at our last promotion in September. And this was thanks to my friend Jan Austin. I believe she's probably on the call, because she had gotten word about this promotion from an email, but she didn't see the part that said it ended in October. And I asked one of my people in leadership at Young Living if there was anything that could be recreated in a short promotion. She came back and told me that I had permission to offer to my people, if you get me your name and credit card number and the number of tickets you want and the names of the people that are going to go to convention with you. This is a phenomenal family vacation, you all. It's the farm is just, it's beyond words. It's so beautiful out there. The lavender fields, the gorgeous lake in the back of them, and the mountains. There's all kinds of family fun things to do. It's like better than a day at the amusement park if you're into amusement park. You have a lovely lunch under a canopy. It's really, really wonderful. And then the education is second to none in the world, just in terms of essential oils and learning in natural medicine. So this convention in Utah in June, the price right now is $200. And I was just given the price of the convention special from this past September of $99, you all. Anyone on this call who would like to take advantage of the $99 for your registration for convention for 2012, I highly, highly encourage you to send me an email with your name, the names of the people that you would like to register for convention, and the credit card number that you want that charged to, and I will get that done for you with my assistant in leadership services. That is what I have for today. Rose, do you have anything else?
No, I am just so very appreciative of everybody being here on the call. And Jill, again, you are absolutely amazing with the way you're able to just move us through all of this information so quickly. So thank you very, very much. And I want to give special thanks to Allison and her willingness to be part of this, and also ask everyone to include her and her son in their prayers. So thank you, everyone.
Right. Thank you so much, Rose. Thank you for your just invaluable help and support, encouragement. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for coming on the call, and I look forward to speaking to you next Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Bye, everyone.